Mr. Mocker makes new friends. Everybody was asking everybody else what the surprise could be which Unc' Billy had said he had for them. Billy Mink spoke of the matter to Little Joe Otter, and Little Joe Otter spoke of the matter to Jerry Muskrat, and Jerry Muskrat spoke of the matter to Sammy Jay. And right while he was speaking, there came a shrill scream of, "Thief! Thief! Thief!" from a thick hemlock tree nearby. And the voice was just like the voice of Sammy Jay. Sammy Jay became greatly excited.
"There!" he cried. "You heard that when you were standing right in front of me and talking to me, Jerry Muskrat. You know that I wasn't making a sound."
Jerry Muskrat looked as if he couldn't believe his own ears. Just then the voice of Sticky Toes, the tree toad, began to croak.
"It's going to rain! It's going to rain! It's going to rain!"
The voice seemed to come out of that very same hemlock tree. Everybody noticed it and looked up at the tree. And while they were all trying to see Sticky Toes, something dropped plop right into their midst. It was Sticky Toes himself, and he had dropped from another tree altogether.
"You hear it?"
he shrieked, dancing up and down. He was so angry.
"You hear it? It isn't me, is it? That's my voice, yet it isn't mine, because I'm right here. How can I be here and over there too? Tell me that."
No one could tell him, and Sticky Toes continued to scold and putter and swell himself up with anger. But everybody forgot Sticky Toes when they heard the voice of Blacky the Crow calling, "Caw! Caw! Caw!" from the very same hemlock tree. Now, no one knew that Blacky the Crow had come to the party, for Blacky never goes abroad at night. "Come out, Blacky!" they all shouted. But no Blacky appeared. Instead, out of that magic hemlock tree poured a beautiful song, so beautiful that when it ended, everybody clapped their hands. After that, there was a perfect flood of music, as if all the singers of the Green Forest and the Green Meadows were in that hemlock tree. There was the song of Mr. Redwing, and the song of Jenny Wren, and the sweet notes of Carol the Meadowlark, and the beautiful, happy song of Little Friend the Sparrow. No one had ever heard anything like it, and when it ended, everyone shouted for more. Even Sticky Toes, the tree toad, forgot his ill temper. Instead of more music, out from the hemlock tree flew a stranger. He was about the size of Sammy Jay and wore a modest gray suit with white trimmings. He flew over to a tall stump in the moonlight, and no sooner had he alighted than up beside him scrambled Unc' Billy Possum. Unc' Billy wore his broadest grin. "My friends of the Green Forest and the Green Meadows, I wants y'alls to know my friend Mr. Mockingbird, who has come up from my old home way down in old Virginny. He has the most wonderful voice in all the world, and when he wants to, he can make it sound just like the voice of any one of y'alls. We uns is right sorry for the trouble we uns have made. It was all a joke, and now we asks your pardon. My friend Mr. Mocker would like to stay here and live, if y'alls is willing," said Unc' Billy. At first, when the little meadow and forest people were asked to pardon the tricks that Mr. Mocker and Unc' Billy Possum had played, a few were inclined not to. While they were talking the matter over, Mr. Mocker began to sing again that wonderful song of his. It was so beautiful that by the time it was ended, everyone was ready to grant the pardon. They crowded around him, and because he is good-natured, he made his voice sound just like the voice of each one who spoke to him. Of course, they thought that was great fun, and by the time Unc' Billy Possum's moonlight party broke up, Mr. Mocker knew that he had made so many friends that he could stay in the Green Forest as long as he pleased. But there were a lot of little people who were not at Unc' Billy Possum's party because they go to bed instead of going out nights. Of course, they heard all about the party the next morning and were very anxious indeed to see the stranger with the wonderful voice. So Mr. Mocker went callin' with old Mr. Buzzard, and they visited all the little meadow and forest people who had not been at the party. Of course, Mr. Mocker had to show off his wonderful voice to each one. When he had finished, he was tuckered out, was Mr. Mocker, but he was happy, for now he had made friends and could live on the edge of the Green Forest with his old friends Unc' Billy Possum and Ol' Mistah Buzzard. So he soon made himself at home and, because he was happy, he would sing all day long. And sometimes, when the moon was shining, he woke up in the night and would sing for very joy. And as Ol' Mistah Buzzard said, "Mr. Mocker is the best loved of all the birds way down south."